energy consumption, speculation, meeting ESG criteria, and accountability. All of these topics come up when discussing sustainable cryptocurrencies. The question is, are cryptocurrencies really sustainable, or is this all a facade? Welcome to the Financial Bite. This episode is brought to you by Finadium. I'm your host, Anaïs Schmidt, and together we will explore leading topics in finance and economics. Interviews with thinkers, movers, and shakers in global finance to learn what's happening and what's next. Today we're talking with Martin Walker, Financial Software Product Manager, Banking and Finance Director at Center for Evidence-Based Management. Together we will discuss what are described as sustainable cryptocurrencies. Hi Martin, thank you for joining us. I have seen an extensive discussion on Reddit about sustainable bitcoins and their excessive energy consumption, as different miners race for the same blocks and spend more power energy to gain. Renewable energy is often seen as a solution, acting as an incentive to develop more environmentally friendly forms of energy production. Can you tell us more about these arguments, and are there any alternative solutions?
Well, I mean, the fundamental is that what's called proof of work cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Dogecoin are inefficient by design in terms of processing, in terms of energy usage. From a financial market infrastructure perspective, the design makes no sense whatsoever. Having a energy intensive business that creates huge revenues does provide an incentive for you to look for cheaper energy, not necessarily renewable energy, but cheaper energy. So the Bitcoin mining firms have scoured the world to look for cheap energy. And unfortunately, that's often ended up going to countries which are heavily dependent on coal, which is a very cheap source of energy, or countries which are not necessarily in the best political or economic condition, and they were actually willing to sell energy at very low rates. So it's not that it creates an incentive for renewables per se, it just creates an incentive for people to look for the cheapest energy. And if anyone has been following the endless debate about climate change and net zero, renewable energy is generally more expensive energy. So in general, the answer is probably no. But there is so much money in this business, and there is actually so much negativity about a business where energy consumption increases as the price of your asset increases, that it is like one of the major Achilles heels of the cryptocurrency industry. An awful lot of effort has gone into actually promoting the idea that cryptocurrencies are promoting renewables or good for the environment. And it's actually the complete opposite. But there's a huge, huge lobbying industry behind this. And the problem is it is using a lot of energy. It's producing a lot of CO2. And much of the stuff coming out of the huge crypto lobby, a lot of it's just frankly untrue, or it constructs the most absurd arguments to try to justify something which is incredibly energy efficient and produces vast amounts of CO2. Here is an industry which, okay, it creates employment for a certain number of people, it generates money for a certain number of people, but it is incredibly energy inefficient and wasteful. And we're talking here specifically about the proof of work cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. Slightly different story with the other cryptocurrencies.
In one of your articles, you talk about cryptocurrencies and ensuring that investments meet criteria related to improving the environment, so dealing with social concerns and improving corporate governance. Basically, what is referred to as ESG. The central dilemma you pose in the article is, can investors embrace both cryptocurrencies and ESG? Can you tell us more about this topic?
So I'll take you through each letter at a time. For the environmental case, for the proof of work cryptocurrencies, and they're not all proof of work, there are many cryptocurrencies which use more efficient methods of processing transactions. One of the key arguments about ESG is that if you invest in ESG-friendly investments in the long term, in considering the environmental impact, the aim is to get a better return. The higher the price of proof of work cryptocurrencies, the more environmental damage. You cannot get away from that. That's fact. So on the social side, there have been a lot of arguments about Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies as a means to pursue the social aim, particularly in terms of improving financial inclusion of people who don't have bank accounts in developing countries, etc. So this is an argument that's been repeated many, many, many times, and very elaborate stories have been built on top of this. But the fact remains that you still need a smartphone, you still need an internet connection, you need a reliable source of electricity, which basically means it's not suitable for a very large proportion of the financially excluded. And also the sheer volatility of the prices of the assets makes them a very unsuitable store of value for people who have very little. You know, if you're talking about someone whose total net worth is $100 and the price can drop 10% in an hour, that's not really a very suitable actual means of improving financial inclusion. And I think if you look at what's going on now in El Salvador, there is very, very widespread opposition from ordinary people to El Salvador adopting Bitcoin as an official currency. And El Salvador, which is a very, very poor country, spending a significant chunk of its reserves actually buying Bitcoin, doesn't seem like a very sensible use of a developing country's resources. So if you look at places like Venezuela, even more far more developed countries like Turkey, there's been an increase in cryptocurrency adoption. But you have to set that in perspective of what is the reaction of most people who are trying to make ends meet or trying to actually get money into the country in situations like that. What you see is massively increased dollarization. So you can point to, say, Bitcoin usage in Venezuela or wherever has increased 50%, 100%, but dollarization, actually using dollars instead of the local currency, you look at that and it's vastly increased. Finally, on the G perspective, governance. Governance looked at in terms of conventional asset classes like securities, bonds. This is all about having board structures which actually follow the law and good practices around how organizations should be structured, that have tried to achieve diversity goals in terms of their boards, etc. Now, the big dream behind Bitcoin and many of the cryptocurrencies and the more complicated things that have been built on top of the cryptocurrency world, such as ICOs, DAOs, distributed autonomous organizations, DeFi, specific individuals organize these schemes or these cryptocurrencies, and they make vast amounts of money out of doing it. It's not very easy to point to someone who is in control, and lack of accountability is one of the biggest problems where you have any kind of organization which you're looking at from the governance perspective. Very, very good stories told, but you look at any of these schemes, is there somebody making $1 billion behind this who organized it and put it all in motion? But the answer is always yes. Can they be held accountable? No, in most cases. So that's another big, big no-no from a governance perspective.
Actually, on what you just said, is there anything happening to address this lack of accountability?
Well, there's two streams. One is actually trying to prosecute people under existing laws and rules. So that's like that started from the assumption there's a bad actor. But the other angle is basically not everyone in this space is a bad actor. There are people with good intentions, etc. But in order to make your crypto-related business more accountable, more investor-friendly, you basically have to start acting more and more like the real world. And the more specifically the crypto and decentralized world starts to look like the current world, which is a long way from being perfect, the less and less the obvious reason for it existing becomes. Because if there's an accountable person in charge of it, then it's essentially you've just become a normal regulated business. And in most cases, the actual competitive advantage disappears. Because unfortunately, typically in the decentralized world, the competitive advantage comes from not being regulated.
Are there any currencies out there that do not require mining or other ways of extreme power consumption? If not, will we eventually see them?
There's multiple cryptocurrencies that do not use proof of work. They make up a much, much smaller proportion of the overall market cap. So you have cryptocurrencies using techniques like proof of stake, which means you don't have excessive energy consumption. You have cryptocurrencies like Ripple's XRP, which is a lot more energy efficient. I think the question is whether these type of cryptocurrencies will take over from the proof of work cryptocurrencies. A lot of that comes down to utility. There are people who've got non-proof of work cryptocurrencies, and they basically make the argument, this is more efficient, this is less polluting, this is better, this is going to take over. But that sort of starts on the assumption that cryptocurrencies in themselves have some kind of fundamental utility and use. But that's a very, very big assumption, because the primary use case of cryptocurrencies is actually financial speculation. It's a fantastic form of gambling. So people are going to gamble on the things which they know, where the price goes up, etc. So simply having a more energy efficient cryptocurrency with lower cost of processing transactions, people are only going to go for that if they think that's a superior bet. Plus, this is primarily a market which is just around speculation. So just being more efficient or energy friendly doesn't actually mean anything in terms of adoption.
All right. Thank you very much, Martin, for the many insights that you've shared with us. At this point, I would like to ask you if you have any financial bite that you would like to share with us.
If you're talking about cryptocurrencies and all the whole complicated world that's built on top of it, they are a form of speculation, they're a form of gambling. We have many other activities in this world which are a form of speculation and gambling. People enjoy it. It's fun. There's nothing inherently wrong with that, as long as people actually know what the rules they're playing are, what the odds are. But I do think that people who are speculating on cryptocurrencies, they do have to be aware that this is speculation, and that for some of the cryptocurrencies, including very big ones, there are some major, major impacts on the world as a whole. I just think that needs to sink in. But there is a whole army now which is spreading misinformation that, you know, these have amazing abilities and value and whatever, and somehow, for instance, Bitcoin is driving clean energy. It isn't.
Well, I guess the main financial bite here is to be informed, do your research, and really dig into the topic before you actually start doing cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency promoters always say do your own research. Now, part of that is because they don't want to be held accountable. When the investment they're selling collapses in value or they get arrested. What I would say instead of do your own research is actually seek out the places which actually has good quality information, places like Bloomberg, places like the Financial Times, that will actually give you facts rather than just promotion. Anything on YouTube, the cryptocurrency press, etc., they exist for only one reason, is to promote cryptocurrencies. You cannot get objective information or research from those sources. You simply can't.
Thanks again for your many insights, Martin.
My pleasure. It was great talking to you.
Thank you for listening to The Financial Bite. We invite you to visit our website on finadium.com and to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for additional content.